Hello, listeners. This is Christina Lucas with a one-time podcast about how algorithm selection can significantly affect the socioeconomic cost in systematic conservation planning. So, before we dive into the overall project, a little bit of background on systematic conservation planning. This is a tool that's commonly used in conservation, as it can provide some sort of conservation goal, whether that's protecting suitable habitat or population health, at the lowest possible costs. And these costs can range from proximity to townsheds or agriculture fields, or even just financial costs associated with enforcement of these areas. And so what systematic conservation planning requires is one of those cost surrogates, but also species distribution models. And depending on the algorithm you use, we found that these species distribution models can come up with a significantly different output, which can then affect the socioeconomic costs associated with systematic conservation planning. So what we did was we collected data 9 deciduous tree species in the eastern temperate forests of North America. Once that data was downloaded, we started building out these species distribution models. And in order to answer our question, we used 2 different types of algorithms and plugged both of those species distribution models along with our cross surrogate, which in our case was proximity to agricultural fields, into a commonly used systematic conservation planning software known as MarkSan. What MarkSan does is, just as I stated before, it provides us a set conservation goal at the lowest possible cost. And so in our case, our conservation goal was conserving 30% of biodiversity with as little impact to the agricultural industry as possible. And what we found were that there were significant differences between the 2 algorithms. One algorithm required significantly less of a spatial area required to conserve 30% of the biodiversity, and also of the spaces that MarkSan chose for this algorithm, they were far more condensed, which means it's a lot easier to enforce and manage in the future. The other algorithm required almost all of the southern temperate forest region of our study area to be considered in the solution. And the planning units were far more spread out, which means enforcement and management costs would be considerably more over time, and the agricultural industry would be considerably more impacted. All in all, this goes to show that our statistical choices as scientists can create a significant difference in management plans and the associated socioeconomic costs, whichever they might be. Additional research should look into multiple algorithms being compared in a similar study, and it should also include a number of different species. The species we used were common and not endangered in the slightest, in order to have a comparative study out there. However, these results may change given rare or endangered species being used in the study. Anyways, that's all for now. I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit more about systematic conservation planning and how our choices and scientists can make drastic impacts on the people in the environments we're trying to conserve.